Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting third. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doug Jennings. Batting seventh. The DH, Steve Howard. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Gallego. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Scott Sanderson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting third. The DH, Ivan Calderon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Sammy Sosa. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Melito Perez. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Henderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pasqua. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen misplays the ball. That's an error on Guillen. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Henderson moves to third. Henderson moves to second. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Henderson scores. Henderson moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Henderson scores. McGuire moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Doug Jennings is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jennings hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sosa. Jennings reaches second base with a double. McGuire scores. Steinbach goes all the way around to score. Jennings moves to third. It's 4-0, Athletics. Steve Howard is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Howard strikes out. There goes Jennings. He's safe. It's 5-0, Athletics. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Howard moves to second. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kittle scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gallego for the out. Howard moves to third. Weiss moves to second. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Howard scores. Weiss scores. Henderson moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-0, Athletics. Ken Patterson now pitching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Henderson moves to second. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McGuire hits a fly ball into left field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a fly ball into right field. Jennings settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Jennings is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jennings is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jennings strikes out. Two outs. Steve Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Pasqua. Howard reaches second base with a double. Walt Weiss batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Weiss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Weiss hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kittle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kittle hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sosa hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fletcher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gallego is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallego hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into left field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Calderon is 0 for 1 in the game. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbach hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-0, Athletics. Doug Jennings batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jennings is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jennings hits a fly ball into left field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Howard hits a line drive into left field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Weiss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Gallego batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gallego is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallego hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 1 in the game. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanderson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Henderson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-0, Athletics. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lansford strikes out. Two outs. Mark McGwire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGwire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McGwire hits a pop-up into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sosa is 0-for-1 in the game. Sosa hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jennings, who is chasing the ball. Sosa reaches third base with a triple. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sosa scores. It's 10-1, Athletics. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fletcher moves to second. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Jennings settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Fletcher scores. It's 10-2, Athletics. Ivan Calderon, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Calderon is 0-for-2 in the game. Calderon hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Ventura moves to third. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Calderon. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Calderon steals second. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-2 in the game. Pasqua hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Karkovice now catching. Craig Grebeck now playing shortstop. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Steinbach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doug Jennings is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jennings is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jennings hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steinbach moves to second. Wayne Edwards now pitching. Steve Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Howard hits a pop-up towards first. Kittle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weiss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steinbach scores. Jennings moves to second. It's 11-2, Athletics. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 0-for-3 in the game. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fletcher scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Blankenship now playing right field. Doug Jennings now playing left field. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Karkovice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sosa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Sosa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sosa moves to second. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Grebeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Blankenship strikes out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Henderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Henderson hits a line drive towards third. Ventura reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Pasqua. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McGuire hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Lansford trying to get to home. Pasqua throws the ball into Karkoviche, who tags Lansford, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Randolph now playing second base. Mike Gallego now playing third base. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Randolph. Ventura moves to second. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Calderon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ventura moves to third. Two outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pasqua is 0-for-3 in the game. Pasqua hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ventura scores. That run is unearned. It's 11-3, Athletics. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Karkoviche is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Karkoviche hits a pop-up towards third. Gallego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Lyons now pitching. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Terry Steinbach. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Doug Jennings is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jennings is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Jennings hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Howard is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Howard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Walt Weiss batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Weiss is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Quirk moves to second. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gallego is 0-for-4 in the game. Gallego takes first base on ball 4. Quirk moves to third. Weiss moves to second. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-1 in the game. Blankenship takes first base on ball 4. Quirk scores. Weiss moves to third. Gallego moves to second. It's 12-3, Athletics. Ron Hassey pinch hits for Dave Henderson. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Howard now playing center field. Scott Sanderson now pitching. Jamie Quirk now catching. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kittle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sosa is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Sosa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fletcher is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McGuire is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Quirk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Quirk hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Sosa. Quirk reaches second base with a double. Doug Jennings batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jennings is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jennings takes first base on ball 4. Steve Howard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Howard is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Klink now pitching. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Grebeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Grebeck hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Gallagher pinch hits for Robin Ventura. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gallagher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Carlos Martinez pinch hits for Ivan Calderon. Carlos Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Martinez takes first base on ball four. Gallagher moves to second. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Pasqua is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.